This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. So when you're selling something that is a for some people and not for other people, and you know it's a service, it is fascinating to me where there's people get into a sales role and still bring their biases and limitations, and then basically filtering for other people what they should want and how they should want to buy and what rules they want to play by based on somebody's preconceived ideas and their subconscious issues, limitations, challenges, right? Bringing that with you when you are doing something that you know helps people. Right? It's not like you're selling something that people don't want. It's not like you're trying to sell something that people don't need and you're just trying to push crap on them. When you're trying to help somebody and you still do that, that's where the challenge comes in. That's where you really want to be careful. So again, make sure that you're aware all the time of what objections you're bringing with you as a customer, as a consumer into your sales role, and what are you putting on other people. Some of those, which we've talked about early on in these sessions, could be things like you don't like stats. You don't like facts and figures, right? You don't want all of that stuff because it confuses you. And you don't think that's necessary, right? You don't think facts and figures is necessary to make a buying decision because you make buying decisions on what others are doing or what is popular or what is, you know, the common thing or whatever that might be, right? Because there's a lot of people who buy or do things because of FOMO, fear of missing out. If that's how you sell because of that, you're going to alienate a group of people who want more information, who want ideas. The other side, which is a story I share a bunch and it's in Selling with Authentic Persuasion, is that in the beginning of my sales process, because I came with my biases and objections and also my mindset, which is very analytical, I assumed that everyone wanted stats, facts, figures, spreadsheets, comparison, that complete transparency was the key to help people make the right decision because that's what I liked as a buyer. I didn't want pressure. I didn't want slick lines. I didn't want a whole bunch of stuff thrown at me. I didn't want that. I wanted enough information to make a decision, make the right decision, feel confident about it, overcome any future buyer's remorse, and then just go, right? That's what I wanted. So when I started selling, I was doing that. I was giving lots of information, lots of facts. I had my spreadsheets lined up. And there were people who that turned them off because they didn't want that. They didn't like that. That wasn't what was helpful for them. And I brought my own objections. I brought my own objections and my own issues, which was, here's how I like to buy. I think everyone else wants this too. I want them to feel good about it just like I would. So let me overburden them with all these data, right? And some people appreciate it. Some people didn't. Even the people who appreciate it probably didn't buy anyway because it put them in analysis paralysis and made it even more confusing for them. Other people got confused and they didn't even want it. And so that's one of the big keys is focus on what you're doing, what you might be bringing with you, what your objections are, and then getting out of your own way. This conversation is all about you and your issues. Now, what do I mean? I'm not talking about issues with overcoming objections or putting in enough activity or what that looks like, but we're going to talk about objections specifically that you might have and not overcoming objections for other people, but the ones that you're bringing with you. And if you want more information on this, and if you want to read more based on where this is coming from, it's in Selling with Authentic Persuasion. So if you want, you can email me. I can give you a link where all you have to do is pay for shipping and I will send you a copy of that. You can email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, or you can email me and get the short ebook that I wrote on overcoming objections, yours and theirs, where part of it is talking about this, which I'm going to cover today, which is the objections that you have that you bring with you. Now, and there's a couple of big things, and here's where it really comes down to. And again, I mentioned this in the ebook. I'll say it one more time. If you want a copy of that, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Just put overcoming objections. But I mentioned it in there, which is then you have two options. If you're coming with this bias, with this objection, with this challenge as a consumer, as a buyer into a buying situation, the key is to know that you have basically one of two options is figure out how to overcome that. If you know you're one of the good people out there, you're selling something that's beneficial, figure out how to overcome that limitation in your mind, whatever that looks like. Right? I've had people who literally won't give their social security number out, and they go and work for a company that's helping people, and they still have struggles with that, and they can't ask for it, and they don't believe in it. How do you overcome that if you know you're one of the good people helping people in some way? So you've got to figure that out. You got to get more information about the company. You've got to trust the process, whatever that looks like. I've seen people make that transition and say, wait a second, like, I'm bringing this baggage. It's not necessary. And here's why. So work on that. The other option is, if you literally can't overcome that, if you literally don't understand why someone would buy something like an expensive couch and you can't get past that, if you would never give your personal information out to somebody and you would never buy in a certain way that you're asking other people to buy, what I have found, the other alternative for most people is they just need to quit. They need to leave that company. They need to stop selling that thing and maybe stop selling in general, because if you're going to have those limitations, you're going to limit your career and your selling effectiveness. Unless you can overcome that, it will burden you silently. Usually no one's going to see it. Most managers aren't going to detect it. Most people won't say, hey, wait a second, you're struggling here. Like, this keeps coming up. It will just be this, like, I call it the silent killer of sales careers and selling effectiveness, because you just don't know it's there. And so one of the things that I see and I tell people is that if you can't figure a way to overcome it in your mind, then it's not for you. Then maybe you shouldn't be in sales. Again, if you can't understand why someone would buy a $15,000 bedroom set because you're making $12 an hour and you would never imagine that and you couldn't see that, it's going to be tough for you to persuade people at scale. You will be an order taker, because essentially the only people you'll be good at dealing with are the ones who already know what they want and understand the value. And they're not looking for any help from a professional. They're looking for someone to take their order, right? And that might be okay. Most companies want salespeople, not order takers. And so what happens is you've got to be able to overcome that, or maybe it's not for you. Sales is not for everybody. I know that's not always the common thing. Some of my clients that I have, the companies that bring me in, you know, they have the hope that everybody can be transformed on their team. It's not always the case. You've got to want it. You've got to put in the effort. And if you can't, then that's kind of where it stops.